Looking back on August 19, the day when the two halves of the Sydney Harbour Bridge came together in 1930.
Chief engineer for the bridge and a Mr. Ennis anxiously inspect the joint.
The landmark martial arts film Enter the Dragon, starring Bruce Lee, premiered on this day in 1973.
Undisputed martial arts champion and international film star Bruce Lee. His job was to get them out alive. Sometimes you wanna go
where everybody. Last episode of the popular sitcom Cheers aired on this day in 1993, finishing after 275 episodes.
You people are as dear to me as my own family. More so, in fact.
Really, Woody?
Oh, yeah. Well, for one thing, now you call me Huckleberry. I hate being called Huckleberry.
August 19 birthday, special one for singer Johnny Nash. He's 80.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Ian Gillan turned 75, lead singer of Deep Purple. Former US President Bill Clinton is 74. The 42nd president is remembered for all the wrong reasons.
These allegations are false.
Marianne Faihi turned 65, one of the stars of the Comedy Company. She created memorable characters like Kylie Mole.
My name's Kylie. And if you can think of the spackest holiday ever, well, that's what I'm having right now.
Joey Tempest, lead singer with Swedish rock group Europe, is 57 today. It's the final countdown. Sitcom star John Stamos is also 57, starred on Full House.
Joey, two questions. Can you help me? And what did I just put in my mouth?
Hawthorne legend Dermot Brereton turns 56. He played in five premiership teams.
Picked up by Brereton, has a left foot snap for goal and has put it through.
And actor Matthew Perry is 51. He's in the movies The Whole Nine Yards and 17 Again, but best known for playing Chandler on Friends.
So goodbye, take care, bye-bye then.
Finally, comedy legend Groucho Marx died on this day in 1977, aged 86.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows till you come home.
Remembering Groucho Marx on this day, August 19.